Well, let's get started today. I want to talk to you on this topic that is the number one problem, the number one threat, the number one issue in the church, and in us, all of us to some degree. But I want to talk to us today on this topic. Beware of the Jezebel spirit. Beware of the Jezebel spirit. I'm going to talk about 9 characteristics or signs. There could be 109. I'm just going to, for sake of time, I'm going to stick with 9. And I'm only going to stick with one passage or one area in the Old Testament. There is another area that in Revelations that deals with the Jezebel spirit as well. But I'm going to be from the Old Testament. Might do more next week. I don't know. But there's two spirits that I know very well that hinder the church body. And when I say church body, I mean here congregationally, and I mean at home. One of those is the Jezebel spirit, and the other is the spirit of fear. Now, you're probably thinking right off the bat that the Jezebel spirit, he's going to talk about women. When I talk about a spirit, listen, spirits are genderless. They're either or. So you can't say that it's a woman. Now, when you go look this up in the Bible, you're going to say, well, I've never. You won't type in on your blue letter the Jezebel spirit, and it's not going to come up. It's not going to come up. But we know that it's a spirit that we're going to learn today that drives people, okay? And I'm going to give you some of those characteristics today. And so will you pray with me now, because I know I got to speak this. And so I need you to pray for me. So if you'll just stretch your hands this way, Father, in the name of Jesus, you know that our church body needs to hear this. Lord, I pray that there's no opinions, but Lord, your word. Father, that we would receive your word in the way that is intended, and that the enemy of our soul does not distort words from the lip to the ear. That there's no confusion, there's no transmission signals that are messed up when they are received in our ear, and that our hearts will properly receive the word that is given today in Jesus' name. And everyone says amen. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to 1 Kings chapter 19. 1 Kings chapter 19, again, beware of the Jezebel spirit. I will be talking about 9 characteristics or signs of a Jezebel spirit. 1 Kings 19, verse 1, are you there? And Ahab was the king, by the way, of the northern part of Israel at this time. So if you're wondering, was he a bad king? Yeah, he was a bad king. But he was also king over part of God's chosen people. Northern part of Israel. Think about that. So just so you think, well, that's something in the Old Testament. We can overlay, and we know the Bible's full of types and shadows. You can overlay and say, he's talking to the church as well. Amen? Amen. Look, I haven't even got started yet, and you're already quiet. And Ahab told Jezebel that Elijah had done also what he had done also, and he executed all the prophets with the sword. Verse 2. Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah saying, let me stop there for a minute. Jezebel is Ahab's wife, okay? She wore the pants in the family is what I'm saying. Boy, it did. Tighten right on up in this house. I mean, everybody just said, I don't even hear anybody breathing heavy. Boy, I could preach right there for a little bit. I know why some of you women, I'm going to go and do it. I know why some of you women wear the pants in your family. Number one, you ought not do that. It's unbiblical. But this is why you have to do it. Because your husband's not being a priest of the house. Honey, you are in here. Honey, run crank the truck. It's going to be a short message, and we're going to have to go somewhere else after today. Amen. You know, I love you, and I'm teaching this to you because this is real stuff. Amen. So verse 2, and then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah saying, so let the gods do to me and more also if I do not make your life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. Now let me give you a little bit of background and then I'll get right into my 9 points. Jezebel, Elijah had killed 850 prophets that were bad prophets, not good prophets, okay? They were prophets of Baal, so they were witchcraft, sorcery, that kind of stuff. And so he killed 850, and it really upset Jezebel. When you start getting a hold of what the devil's trying to do in your life, he gets upset. Come on. And this upset Jezebel, and then she starts some of these 9 characteristics I want to bring out to you that maybe you've seen in Scripture and maybe you have not seen in Scripture. And so that's where we're at, and she's now, he's already killed these prophets, and now this is right after that. And it's, and number one, a Jezebel spirit, if you're taking notes, and I'll try to go back over these multiple times during this service. A Jezebel spirit always works behind the scenes to start with. A Jezebel spirit always works behind the scenes, underlying, back in the background, okay? That's what a Jezebel spirit does. It's behind the scenes, okay? So it says, then Jezebel sent a messenger. She didn't go herself. Point one. Works behind the scenes. Sent somebody. Now, Jezebel didn't have authority. She wasn't the king. Ahab was the king. He wasn't wearing the throne, the crown. She was. She wearing the pants. She sent a message she didn't have authority to. Boy, I got a lot. I hope I get this right. Let me just give you point two and I'll tie them together. Point two, or number two in these 9 characteristics of a Jezebel spirit. A Jezebel spirit makes threats or statements that they have power or authority when they do not. A Jezebel spirit makes statements or threats or statements that they have power when they actually do not. Okay? She sent a message. She's the queen. She wasn't really in it, if you call her a queen. She was really nothing. She was just there. You know, the king could have her killed. In that day, he could have her killed, his wife, the queen. And she was acting undermindedly, secretly, sending a message using someone else's authority because she didn't have any. A Jezebel spirit does not have authority. It has to use somebody else's authority every time. So, let me read the rest of my verse. Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah saying, so let the gods do to me and more also if I, watch this, if I do not make your life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this. She didn't have any authority. As a woman in that culture, in that day, she had no authority to do anything, more or less take someone's life. A Jezebel spirit, when it rises up, portrays itself to have authority and power, and that they portray themselves that they can do something. It's all about me. Jezebel spirit, you can find it out pretty quick because they start talking about them. You know that song by old Toby Keith? You see, talk about me. Y'all remember that? Y'all act like y'all ain't never heard of country music before. I've heard the song. It's okay. You're not going to hell. Okay. You won't talk about me. Won't talk about me, me, me. Y'all heard? Yeah. Ain't a soul in this church except Miss Peggy heard that song. She said, you heard it. You're the only honest one in the whole church. Jezebel's spirit's going to talk about themselves. Everything's going to point back to them. It's going to come back to them. Okay? So number one, a Jezebel spirit works behind the scenes. Number two, makes threats or statements that they have power or authority when they do not. Let's go down to, let's look at verse 3. And when he saw, now this is talking about Elijah, and when he saw that, this letter, he ran for his life And he went to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah, and left his servant there. So he left the northern kingdom and went to Judah. So he left that place. He got out of town. I mean, he was scared to death. Well, Jezebel's spirit brings with it fear. Okay? It spreads fear. Jezebel's spirit, number three, spreads fear by making you think they have more power or influence than anyone else. That's what she did to Elijah. The prophet, the man of God who called down fire from heaven. I want you to understand you don't have immunity from a Jezebel spirit. I don't care who you are. I don't care how much you've studied the Bible. I don't care if you have the title of a pastor or a deacon or a teacher or you're just someone in the church. You do not have immunity from this spirit. And this spirit was so great that it gripped Elijah's heart. The one who had had called down fire, put water on the wood, made a trench around it, you know the story, and called down fire from heaven, mocked the prophets of Baal, saying, "Where is your God? He must be in the bathroom." That's what the Bible says. He must be relieving you. He said, "Where's your God?" And then he called down fire from heaven, consumed the offering, consumed the water, and he took the 850 people down to the brook and killed them. And he got scared the next day. You would think with a man like that that could call down fire from heaven, which I have not, have you? That wet wood and put it in a trench and say, "Well, watch this, guys." And that happened, you would think that he would be a little closer to God, a little more knowledgeable that fear is just a spirit and God's on my side. You would kind of think that. Oh no, the spirit of Jezebel is powerful. It will creep in and take over you if you're not aware of it. The spirit of Jezebel is very much alive, and it's very much at work in your life and in the life of the church. Pastor, are we having problems in the church? No. Hear me. No. From time to time, you know me, after 12 years, I speak on these topics so that we can avoid these things. And then if they come up, guess what happens? I can say, you heard the message because I preached it. So we're talking today because I want you to be aware. Usually when it gets to me, it's already spread through the church. You know why? Because that spirit, come on somebody, that spirit was working behind the scenes, usurping authority, saying, "I've got authority," and doing things behind the scenes. And then when it creeps up, it's a big thing. That's a characteristic of the Jezebel spirit. They don't go straight to the top. Jezebel's spirit has to get you. Scotty looks like, let me get you on my team. And then you, and Stacey. And then we get a little coalition in the middle group. And then we try to get over into this group. And then we try to get over in this group. And now all of a sudden, when the pastor finds out about it, it's half the church. Come on, somebody. Listen to me. We're not having trouble in this church. Let me put it this way. I don't know about it yet if we are. Amen. Come on, somebody. So number three, let me say it again. Jezebel's spirit spreads fear by making you think they have more power or influence than anyone else. Watch this in verse 3. And when he saw that, he arose and ran for his life. Why? Because she threatened him with authority and power that she did not have. She couldn't have had him killed if she wanted him to. Not really. But he thought somehow he dropped down his guard for something. I don't know if he got... Don't leave here and say, "Pastor said Elijah was prideful." Something happened that he dropped his guard, though. And he began to believe this lie that she had authority to take his life. And what did he do? He done what most people do when they're confronted with a Jezebel spirit. tuck their tail, tuck their head, and run. That's why so many churches are split today. Because people, pastors, and people, listen to me, and people within the church, instead of confronting the Jezebel spirit, they lock arms with it and say, that sounds like a great idea. I didn't like what the pastor wore anyway. Praise the Lord. Can I get an amen?
Amen?
Okay. Turn with me now to 1 Kings chapter 21, a couple of books over. If you have a Bible like mine, go to the right, okay? What page? 872. No. Page 1 on this iPad. 1 Kings chapter 21, verse 1. Now, I'm going to read a little passage of Scripture. 3 or 4 verses. In 1 Kings 21, 1 says, and it came to pass after these things that Naboth the Jezreelite had a vineyard which was in Jezreel next to the palace of Ahab the king in Samaria. So there was a vineyard next to the palace, king's palace. So Ahab spoke to Naboth, saying, give me your vineyard that I may have it for a vegetable garden because it is near. It is near next to my house. And for it, I will give you a vineyard better than it. Or if it seems good to you, I will pay you or give you its worth in money. Okay? Now listen, I want you to get this. I'm talking to a Jezebel spirit when I say this. If this hits you in the wrong way, check yourself. A Jezebel spirit is always in the middle of everybody's business. A Jezebel spirit is always up in your grill, up in your business. Always. That's how Jezebel spirits gets a hold. They get up in your business. They befriend you. They get to you thinking like them. Jezebel spirit is in somebody's business all the time. Watch. In verse 4. 1 Kings 21, verse 4. Or verse 5, I'm sorry, verse 5. But Jezebel, his wife, came to him and said to him, why is your spirit so sullen that you eat no food? He said to her, because I spoke to Naboth, the Jezreelite, and said to him, give me your vineyard for money, or else if it pleases you, I will give you another vineyard for it. And he answered, I will not give you my vineyard. See, the Jezebel spirit got up in Ahab's business when it wasn't her business because Ahab didn't get his way. A Jezebel spirit works in the church the same way. When you don't get to do something you wanted to do because the pastor might not have thought it's a good idea or the deacon board or whomever thought that might not be a good idea, then they get upset. Pastor wouldn't let me do that. I wanted to teach and he wouldn't let me do it. I wanted to sing special. Got all this list. I wanted to do something. Maybe the reason you ain't doing it because you can't sing. Maybe the reason you ain't teaching because you're not qualified to teach just yet. Come on, somebody. There's qualifications you got to have to teach around here. You can't be a heathen. Come on, you got to have a godly life. You got to be saved. You got to be living for the Lord. Come on, somebody. There's qualifications. But a Jezebel spirit is in the middle of somebody's business when it ain't their business. And when something happens, Scotty, what's wrong? Just so I can pray with you. I just want to pray with you about your problem. And then I was out of my heart, I was praying for Scotty, and I'm going to share it with you so that you can help me. The Bible says, come on and bring scripture. The Bible says where two or three are gathered together in his name, agreeing on any one thing. Lord, if we ask in the right manner, you're going to do it. But that's the only reason I'm asking now. It's not, no, we're not spreading stuff. Liar. Jezebel's spirit is up in somebody's business for personal gain. They're going, hey, what angle is, can I use this to get somewhere? I feel the Holy Spirit or something on me, some kind of spirit. I'm going to go with the holy one. Sometimes what the little scenario I just gave you about praying for somebody, and then they want to pray for another, and all of a sudden they get two, three, four together. And then all of a sudden that one that's driven by that Jezebel spirit wants to come to you and tell you about all these problems. Well, how do you know? Oh, because they confided in me. Did they confide in you, or was you just in their business and you pulled it out of them, and it looks like they confided in you because they told you? Come on, this is what happens in the church house. It's manipulation. I knew it was going to be this good. So let me go back over. Number one, Jezebel spirit works behind the scenes. Number two, it makes threats or statements that they have power or authority that they do not. Number three, spreads fear by making you think they have more power or influence than anyone else. Okay? Number four, always in the middle of everybody's business. Beware of that person that's always up in everybody's business that knows everybody's stuff in the church. I'm telling you, beware of that person. I'm not trying to be mean. Beware of that person that knows everything about everybody, because they ain't one person in this church, this friend, that close to everybody in the church. It's me. You got stuff going on I never know about until you tell me. You got to beware of that person that knows something about everybody. If you start a conversation, yeah, let me tell you what I know. You beware of that person. I'm telling you, you beware. That is a red flag. I'm not saying that you don't have that person that gets around and talks and is that friendly person. I'm saying that there's people in the church house that are up in everybody's business, and they're in that place so that you will think that they have influence or power that they don't have, and so you'll start coming to them. If they know everything about everything, well, they must be right under the pastor. Sometimes they ain't nowhere around the pastor. It's a Jezebel spirit working in the body. Praise the Lord. Number five, a Jezebel spirit. This is good. I'm going to combine the next two together because they're in the same verse. Let me read verse 7 and then I'll tell you the two. Then Jezebel, his wife, said to him, that's what she said, "You now exercise authority over Israel. Arise, eat food, and let your heart be cheerful. And I will give you the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite." That just messed up. That whole thing just messed up right there. Number five, a Jezebel spirit always wants to be in charge or have control. A Jezebel spirit always wants to be in charge or have control, pulling the string some way. That's what a Jezebel. Number six. So I'm doing these together. Number six. Also, a Jezebel spirit is prideful or haughty. They may not necessarily appear to be on the outside, but a spirit is very deceitful. So a Jezebel spirit is prideful and it's haughty. Look at me. Watch this. Then Jezebel said to his wife, now this is, I want to prove my point. Jezebel didn't have any authority. She says, "You now exercise authority over Israel," with an exclamation point. I can just hear it now. She busts up in the room because she isn't up in his business, you know, the king business. She busts up and says, "Ahab, get up, exercise your authority over Israel. Now you do that." He's like, "Okay." That's what he said. That's what the Bible says, right? She didn't have any. I told you a while ago, Jezebel spirits don't have authority, but they portray themselves like they got authority. She didn't have any. She had to go to the king to get authority for him to stand up. We know who's wearing the pants, right? It was Jezebel. Matter of fact, she warmed so much in there, she said, arise, eat food, and let your heart be cheerful. She had to tell him how to feel. That's what a Jezebel spirit does. Tells you how to feel about a certain situation. Get up and eat. You be cheerful. Now, you hear me? Jezebel's spirit's crazy. If any of you leave here today and say, he was speaking right to you, honey, you a Jezebel spirit. Now watch what she did. Number six, the pride. Number five was always want to be in charge. Number six was being prideful or haughty. Number six, watch this. In the latter part of the verse says, now this is what she said. Now she just told him to exercise his authority over all of Israel. Get up. This is how you're supposed to act. You get up, eat food and stuff. And then the latter part says, and I. Now she turns. Oh, see, it turns back to her. That spirit, I will give you the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite. Wait a minute, I didn't think you had any authority. You had to get up and you just told your husband to exercise his authority over Israel. Now, see how that spirit turns itself back? It's about me. I will give it to you. If somebody tells you that they could do certain things in the church, and you know that would be odd to the way we do church. You know how we do church. There's no surprises. How what we believe and how we work. If someone is contradicting you that, and they say, the pastor said, you ought to have seven red flags go up right there and say, well, I'm just going to go ask him. Amen. I hope that I have made, in the last 12 years, presented the idea that you can come to me and ask me anything. I may not be able to tell you that answer for whatever reasons, but you ought to be able to come to me. And so if there's a problem, if you see red flags, well, I'm just going to go straight to the source. Go to the deacons. Come on, I'm trying to help you on how to stop the Jezebel spirit in the church. Number seven, in this is number seven, in verse 8 of 1 Kings 21. And she wrote letters in Ahab's name, sealed them with his seal, and sent the letters to the elders and the nobles who were dwelling in the city of Naboth. Number seven, a Jezebel spirit is always sneaky and conniving again behind the scenes. Look, if we could just open all this up, she somehow got a hold of the king's ring and the seal. Because see, back in the day, when they sent a letter, they had a ring and they would stamp that. They'd put it in a wax substance, and they would stamp that, and that sealed it. It was one spot, and they would seal that letter after it was folded. And when his signature, that king's stamp, was on it, it had authority with it. It was right. It was correct. Okay, and so they had to obey because it was a monarch system. They had to obey what this king said. And so if it come in a letter, because they didn't have Facebook and email, so we could just get that over to you, right? They didn't have television where they could stand up on the king's palace on the balcony and tell everybody what was going on. They had to send letters. She broke in into a place she wasn't supposed to be. Come on, somebody. And got the authority, undermined and sneaky, to send out these letters. She knew that if this letter went out with this approval, this stamp on it, that the people would have to do what the king said. And so she broke into his office, if you will, and made up a bogus letter, stamped it, and sent it out. A Jezebel spirit is always sneaky, conniving, and they're behind the scenes. Listen to me. If you want to be a Jezebel spirit in this house, I am looking for you. Our deacons best be looking for you. Our congregants best be looking for you. We're serving notice on a Jezebel spirit that we won't allow a Jezebel spirit in this house to be conniving and sneaky, give him praise, to be conniving and sneaky and undermined. It's not going to happen on our watch. And if it does rise up, we're going to catch it. And we will deal with it accordingly in Jesus' name. Hear me, we do not have problems in this church. We're not having, we've never had this problem. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go to verse 9. I'm going to read 9 through 16, and then I'll tell you what number 8 is. And she wrote letters saying, proclaim a fast and set Naboth with high honor among the people. And seat two men, scoundrels, come on, here's that conniving, sneaky thing. Two men, scoundrels, before him to bear witness against him, saying, you have blasphemed God and the king. Then take him out and stone him that he may die. Now let me tell you what that two, in the Old Testament you had to have two witnesses come against you. If you had two witnesses, that was basically the law. So if you had two scoundrels that you could pay money to come up with the same scheme, guess what? You were doomed to whatever the penalty was of the crime, okay? And so that's why that reads there. So then the men of this city and the elders and nobles who were the inhabitants of the city did as Jezebel had sent them, had sent to them, as it was written in the letters which she also had sent to them. Now, they didn't know it come from Jezebel. So when you're reading the Bible, you got to say, well, no, she didn't write them. She didn't have the authority. They just thought they came from the king, but we're reading this from a view of we know who wrote them. Okay, you understand what I'm saying? And so they got these letters from Jezebel they thought was the king, but it wasn't from the king. It says, they proclaimed a fast and seated Naboth with high honor among the people. They had a banquet, if you will, a party. Put him right up at the front, man. And two men, watch this, two men, scoundrels. You could also call a Jezebel spirit a scoundrel. I watched a movie recently with, I don't even know the guy's name. It was funny, though. Rotten Scoundrels. Y'all ever seen that? Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. Boy, she was good. You don't watch that. You're going to go and watch the movie, aren't you? It was a good movie. They were players playing each other. And they played each other so well that they had this. One had to get out of town. But this beautiful, attractive woman come in the mix. And they were trying to play her to get money from her. But she was a player. And she got money from them. And then they all combined up together. Gosh, that sounds like a Jezebel spirit. We're going to play each other and play you against me, and all of a sudden we're going to come together, and wow, that's how Jezebel's spirit rises up in the church. Because one wants to outplay the other. And if they can't outplay the other, guess what? Then they'll start playing on somebody else, and if that one's even better, then they all come together and make a little coalition. And now you got a root of a Jezebel spirit in the church. You better be praying against the Jezebel spirit in your church. Okay, where I stopped him. Two men, scoundrels, came in and sat before him, and the scoundrels witnessed against him, against Naboth, in the presence of the people, saying, Naboth has blasphemed God and the king. Then they took him outside of the city, and they stoned him with stones so that he died. Jezebel's spirit is from the devil, and the devil wants to kill you. And they sent to Jezebel, saying, they just returned the letter, okay? They didn't send it. Naboth has been stoned and is dead. She intercepted these letters. If you go back and study a little bit, instead of a little bit of history around, you'll know that they sent it back to the king, saying, we've done what you had. This is your wishes. We actually have accomplished those. And they sent the letter back. Again, we're reading it from 2,000 years later. And so we know what happened. And it came to pass when Jezebel heard that Naboth had been stoned and was dead, that Jezebel said to Ahab, see, you would think that the king would get his mail. He didn't get this piece of mail. Just like now, the president, you can send the president a letter. He don't get your, he's not reading your letter. You may think he's not really reading your letter, okay? You can send it if somebody else is reading it. If they think it's worthy enough to pass it on, they will. Otherwise, it goes in file 13. So this letter is sent, and again, this is just me thinking right here. She probably went to the mailroom at the palace and said, hey, if there's a letter comes back from such and such group, I'm going to need to see that. And she gets that letter and she opens up. And then she says this. The Bible says, and when Jezebel heard that Naboth had stoned and was dead, that Jezebel said to Ahab, don't you think if he was in complete authority, he would know before she did? See, Ahab said, huh, what's going on with this? How do you know this? And I don't. Well, he didn't know he sent any letters. He didn't know he sent a letter to begin with. He didn't know about Naboth being stoned and all that stuff. He just heard he got killed. Bless his heart. Arise and take possession. Watch this. Arise and take possession of the vineyard of Naboth, the Jezreelite, which he refused to give you for money. For Naboth is not alive, but he's dead. So it was when Ahab heard that Naboth was dead that Ahab got up and went down and took possession of the vineyard of Naboth at Jezreelite, the Jezreelite. Where in this did Ahab think maybe just somehow, boy, that's coincidental. I wanted that. Now he's dead. Well, let me just go down and get my vineyard. I mean, wouldn't that be a little bit, I mean, if you're trying to buy something, you get refused and it don't work out and all of a sudden that person's dead and somebody comes to you and says, hey, you can go down and get that 400 acres you wanted. Let me dig a little bit into that. There's probably something around that somewhere that smells and stinks. Number 8, after I read that to you, am I finished? Yes. So it was. When Ahab heard that Naboth was dead, that Ahab got up and went down, took possession of the vineyard, the Naboth of Jezreelite. Number 8 is this. Jezebel's spirit works behind the scenes to accomplish personal goals so they can be in charge. They want you to think that they had enough authority, influence, and pull that they made that happen for you. It's a Jezebel spirit. Jezebel's spirit. She worked behind the scenes. She lied. She cheated. She stole stationery and stamps of approval to get a letter sent out, knowing that they would have to do it because the king said so. Worked all behind these scenes to make this thing up so that you would believe that it was all them. That's what a Jezebel spirit does. Praise the Lord. Number 9, and I'm going to close with this. Mike, does it feel the same up there as it does down here? Because it's cold down here, man. I mean, it's cold. No, I'm kidding. I'm going to spend more time here than any others because you need to hear it. Amen. You keep praying. This sermon ain't over yet. In 1 Kings chapter 21, you're just going to skip on down to verse 25. But, and the Bible says, but there was no one like Ahab who sold himself to do wickedness in the sight of the Lord because, listen to me, because Jezebel, his wife, stirred him up. A Jezebel spirit will always keep stuff stirred up. Let me say it again. A Jezebel spirit will always keep stuff stirred up. How can they keep stuff stirred up over there and over there and over there and over here? because they got their nose in everybody's business. Let me tell you, I love you much. I love this church much. But gossip in the church is a form of a Jezebel spirit, because it says it keeps stuff stirred up. Gossip is no good for anybody. Now listen to me. I love you all. Gossip in the church is demonic in nature. If you are the person, hear me, because I love you. If you are the person who gets all of the juicy information about everything going on or everybody in the church, you have a spirit, listen to me, of Jezebel working around you, because people know to come to you and they can tell you everything. A devil don't show up in the throne room of heaven. Hey, I need to speak to Jesus for a little bit. A Jezebel spirit encompasses the spirit of gossip. I believe that to be another whole spirit too. But if people are always coming to you about all this stuff, it's not because they think you can fix something. It's not really because they want things fixed. A lot of times it's because they want to stir stuff up. That's what the spirit of Jezebel does. Stirs it up. It didn't say it fixed stuff. It stirs it up. And if you're getting phone calls of people showing up where you, at your house in the evenings, and they you need to take note that there might be a Jezebel spirit camped out on your front porch. Hallelujah. Gossip is deadly. It's a deadly poison. The Bible says that life and death come from the tongue. Gossip is death. If you go to that person, whoever it might be, maybe you. I don't know of anybody. I'm just saying. If they come to you, here's a telltale sign. Most of the time, here it is. I've been praying about this to where they even might want to tell you about it. If you got to pray about telling somebody else's business to somebody else that is not that person's business, it's already wrong. It's already messed up. It ain't fair. That ain't normal. Why not go to the person that has that issue and say, I just want you to know I'm praying with you, and I love you, and I'll help you through whatever, but I'm praying for you. What's wrong with that? Well, that ain't juicy. That doesn't make the Pentecostal Inquirer magazine on the back foyer, out here in the foyer. That's no good. It's not juicy. Come on. We love. And not a person. I'm at the front of the line. Ain't a person in this building don't like a good juicy story on somebody else. Especially if you're already at odds with them. Come on. Am I speaking some truth to you today? If you already got a little tiff with them, you're just looking for some juicy news. Boy, that's good. But I'm going to help you pray. Jesus will turn this thing around. Hope Jesus turned you around. Hope Jesus turned me around. Come on, that's what he needs to turn around. Not the situation, turn you around. You want to know how to stop gossip in the church? Are you ready? It's deep theological stuff right here. You want to know how to stop gossip in the church? You ready? Quit participating. Don't participate. You say this. But how are we going to have prayer change? How are we going to know to pray for people? If they want you to pray for them, they'll call you up and say, would you pray for me? I got this issue. Come on. I need some prayer. I call on you because I see that you're a prayer warrior, not a gossip warrior. I think the new terminology is not gossip anymore. It's stay in your lane. Just stay in your lane. See, you old like me. My son sometimes tell me, Daddy, stay in your lane. You know what that means? Stay with what you know and don't get outside that lane. It's all you know. This is all I know right here. This is all I know. Stay right here, Daddy. Don't move. This is all you know. You don't know technology. That's right. Stay right here. Amen. First thing Hunter says to me when I say, would you look at my computer? He says, what'd you do? You know why? Because I might have got out of my lane. He says, don't push those buttons until you call me and ask me. Oh, okay. Well, I done pushed a bunch of them a bunch of times. Y'all not like me, right? You get aggravated with it. It ain't working. What I'm telling you, church, look here. Stay in your lane. Gossip is a spirit. I would say this. This is not biblical. This is from what I'm going to tell you. This is from experience, okay? This is just from experience. So you can't go to the Bible and say, let me see if that's what he says. I'm just telling you from experience. I personally think that gossip is one of the first layers, a foundational layer of a Jezebel spirit to stand on. You know, why do I think that? Well, number one, experience. But number two, everybody likes juicy news, and everybody wants to know what's going on in everybody else's life. And that's where a foundation for a Jezebel spirit has something to stand on in gossip. Praise the Lord, preacher. You're doing so good. Amen. I knew you wasn't going to shout me down, but I've never preached a message hoping that you would. I preach messages hoping that you're going to get something you can take with you through the week and that will help you be a better Christian, and then you keep building and building on that. Amen. Precept upon precept and line upon line. That's what I'm after. Amen. I enjoy when you do shake your heads and you say amen and you shall, but I'm not after that. And these messages are not that. But I want this church to be healthy. I want it to be vibrant. I don't want this small community, because we live in a small community. Look, if we live in Dallas, Texas, you ain't got to talk about this. There's 4 million people. Just rotate them out every week and get somebody else in new. Well, we don't live in Dallas, Texas. We live in Lake Village, Arkansas. 2,823 people. 11,000 people in the county. Glory to God. Everybody already knows about you. Come on. I learned stuff. I've been here 12 years. I thought I knew a lot about people. Beverly, I can come. Oh, let me tell you. What? You get a history lesson. You don't talk about people in a small town. They kin to each other. I'm not from Lake Village, and I'm not separating us, but I am. Everybody from Lake Village is kin to everybody in Lake Village. Oh, yeah. It's like, whoa. That tree ain't got any limbs on it. It's straight. I'm going to get back serious, and I'm going to close. Gossip stirs up others. A Jezebel spirit keeps stuff stirred up in the church. If you look, it don't take very long for you to find that person who keeps stuff stirred. You know who they are. Them busybodies. The Bible talks about that. Paul talks about busybodies. Don't be a busybody. Stay in your lane. Stay in your lane. Keep your mouth closed if it don't pertain to you. And here's another way you can stop it. I said, don't participate. Here's a way you can stop gossip in the church or Jezebel spirit. Dead in its tracks. dead in its tracks. You ready? Well, let's just go talk to the pastor about that. About one of those, they won't be back at you. Let's go talk to one of the deacons about that. Because I know my deacons ain't into that. Amen. Glory to God. Come on. They ain't. If they were, they shouldn't be leading you. Right? Amen. They shouldn't be leading you if they're not, if they're into that, right? Amen. Thank God for our great deacons. Let's go talk to one of them, see what they think about it. Old Jezebel's spirit will be leaving this place if it ever shows up. Amen. But watch it, it'll sneak in and gossip. You love me still? We're going to do this today as our close. I struggle with how do you close a message like this? And you know, sometimes you have those, yeah. You ever had those moments? Well, yeah, that's. So I'm praying, Lord, how do I close a message? How do we do this? He says, we'll have people check themselves. Lord, that is a brilliant idea. So here's what we're going to do. I don't want any music playing. I don't want to dim the lights. You can close your eyes if you so choose. I don't want you standing up. You can sit. If you want to stand, that's fine, but you don't have to. I just want you to sit. I want you to close your eyes. Let's do that. I will ask that request. Right, close your eyes. Say, Lord, something to this degree. I'm not telling you what to pray. I'm just telling you an idea, an outline. Lord, if there's any form of a Jezebel spirit in my life, if I've wanted to take over and take control, and if I want to know all the gossip, and Lord, if people are coming to me with all kind of stuff in the church, Lord, I want to check me. So have that kind of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, if a Jezebel spirit tries to rise up in this church, I pray, Lord, that by today's message we've been informed on some things to look for. Lord, I pray that you would check me, the pastor, from allowing a Jezebel spirit to invade me, to invade my office, if you will, the position. Lord, I pray against the Jezebel spirit in society today that is looking for an open door. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would check our hearts, that the Holy Spirit would check us today to see if we may have been flirting with a Jezebel spirit. That if we're flirting with this spirit of gossip, Lord, today, check our hearts. Lord, we have greater things to do than gossip about our brethren and sisters. God, we should be about kingdom business. We should be about winning souls and not talking about those that are already won to the Lord. We all have issues, God. Lord, help us to check ourselves. Lord, none of us are righteous. None of us are perfect. Lord, you are the only one. Your word says it in Romans, that there's none righteous, no, not one. Lord, we're only righteous because we stepped in, we're baptized into you. But Lord, we still live in the flesh, and our mind's not completely renewed. God, help us to love our brethren. Share and care for one another's burdens, Lord. And not shoot the wounded. Not put them out to die and starve. But to undergird them and to love them. And to genuinely pray and care for them. As if they were one of our own children. Because God, they are one of your children. God, would you help us today to be a church that is gossip-free, control freak-free. Lord, help us today. Help us today, God, to be willing to say, I will not participate in gossip garbage. I won't allow it in my life. I won't allow it in my circle. I won't allow it in my church. I will not allow it in my church. God, help us to stand up, because this spirit is fought not only by the pastor, but it's fought by the congregation at the front door of the church. We thank you, Father, for this word that you gave us. Lord, we pray we would apply this word, that no words are confused from lip to ear, that the Jezebel spirit doesn't take this word today and cause hurt and harm into our lives. And we're going to thank you in advance for it. In Jesus' name, amen.